I would say that the goals of the garden club varied from president to president. So there would be kind of a swing toward horticulture, and then the next president would be more interested in photography. So there would be a big lurch into photography, and that exists now. Or totally flower arranging, nothing to do with growing. So that there was kind of room for everybody, and the people who really were into tree hugging could do their tree hugging, and somebody else is going to start in schools teaching kids how to have little gardens and the satisfaction of watching it grow. And there is no set pattern. I think the thing that's made it so successful, if you could call it that, is that there's always room for new ideas, and maybe some of the old ideas get dropped. But if there's somebody who wants to pursue the old idea, she pushes that, and there's room for it. Definitely a community effort. The members didn't have to say, if I can get the money for it, can we do this? The board would say, this is a great idea. Let's figure out how much it will cost, and then go to the membership and see if they're willing to underwrite it. And
Project.
today, when they have a project, a notice comes out to all kinds of membership saying, if you can't be part of it with us, how about being an angel? And that is an opportunity to send a check to help support the idea, but it's optional. Being an
Project.
angel is what you can do when you no longer can touch your toes.